Wolf impeachment talk begins as governor doubles down on lockdown threats. By Hannah Blow on May 11, 2020. Calls for the impeachment of Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, D, are increasing after the governor doubled down on Monday, accusing Pennsylvanians who are moving to reopen outside of his orders of engaging in a cowardly act and issuing threats to businesses that fail to comply with his directives. Wolf on Monday dismissed Pennsylvanians who remain under lockdown orders, which he recently extended to June 4, drawing further ire from critics. Republican State House candidate Danny DeVito, who last month asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene and overrule the governor's stay-at-home order closing non-essential businesses, formally demanded the impeachment of Wolf and Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D. The Wolf administration's threats against counties and small businesses today were an unacceptable declaration of war, he said on Monday. I am calling on the General Assembly to impeach Wolf and Fetterman, and I am calling on elected officials and candidates to join me in this declaration. Danny DeVito calls for impeachment of Governor Wolf, Lieutenant Governor Fetterman. I am now formally calling for the. Posted by Danny DeVito on Monday, May 11, 2020. Similarly, a Change.org petition demanding an impeachment investigation of Wolf took off, garnering over 46,000 signatures as of Monday afternoon. The petition requests an investigation due to Governor Wolf's violations of the Pennsylvania Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. Per the petition, specifically Pennsylvania Constitution Article 1 Section 1, Inherent Rights of Mankind, Article 1 Section 3 Religious Freedoms, Article 1 Section 12 Power of Suspending Laws, Article 1 Section 26, No Discrimination by Commonwealth and Its Political Subdivisions, Article 1 Section 25, Reservation of Power and People, United States Constitution Bill of Rights Article 4 Section 4, the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, and the 21st Amendment of the United States Constitution. Once we have enough signatures on this petition, a letter will be drafted to send to the Majority Leader Speaker of the House Michael Terzai, requesting a formal committee be convened on the investigation of Governor Thomas Wolf. Due to his unconstitutional acts during COVID-19 outbreak first quarter 2020. State House Republicans also blasted the governor following his press conference. It is never wrong to lift the voices of concerned constituents, they stated in part. In fact, it is the duty of every elected official to do so. That is not cowardice, it is patriotism. Meanwhile, the state legislature is moving more legislation to charge ahead with reopening, despite the governor's orders. My committee just approved legislation that would reopen manufacturing, real estate, barbershops and hair salons, animal groomers, lawn and garden centers, messenger and agent services and legal services, State Senator Tom Killian, R., announced Monday afternoon.